It's daybreak in Mansi Sandaga and hundreds of traders are opening their shops while others are busy arranging their roadside stalls for business. This is the biggest market in Senegal's bustling capital city and it's always noisy, crowded and lively. Whether you are looking for Senegalese paintings, local or imported clothing, or just a gift of any variety, Sandaga has just everything for sale and at negotiable prices. Among those items are unregulated or counterfeit medicines. Along a narrow footpath in this crowded market, a young man in his late 20s displays boxes of medicines on a wooden table. Among the tablets are aspirins, antibiotics, Viagra, painkillers, and antiparasitic pills.
Guys, sawa, sama yara mo emete kwa ban garab la yawara jende.
I've just told him that I have body pain and asked that he advise me on what to buy from his table. Most of these tablets are for body pain, he says. This one in green packet is the most effective tablet for body pain, he adds. The other one is for headache. You can buy two different ones and take them simultaneously. You will see the result. I also have medical creams and balms, he tells me.
Creme medical, green balm.
Meyo do doctor te ligeo pharmacy. Eske wona prunga jaya garafi.
I just told him that he's not a doctor and he doesn't work in a pharmacy, and ask whether it's safe for him to sell medicine to people here. He paused for a while and then just disappeared into the crowd. Like this guy, many street vendors across Dakar sell medicines of questionable quality, smuggled in from other countries, in many cases outright fakes. Though there are no official statistics, the number of people engaged in selling counterfeit medicines has increased greatly in recent years. Amadou Jeng, a pharmacist, explains.
The activity exists. People are selling counterfeit drugs. A decade or two ago, people who openly sell these drugs in Dakar could be counted. Most of those involved in the business were selling the medicines behind closed doors. But now, look at them. They are all over the city, comfortably selling in the streets, in the markets, everywhere. And you wonder why they are this comfortable.
Counterfeit drugs are cheaper than official drugs from pharmacy counters, and this leads many people who cannot afford medicine from official sources to buy from the street. But as Jeng explains, this has a huge medical implication.
Unless you study medicine, you cannot know it. First of all, these medicines are unregulated, and because of that, there is a strong possibility that they are cheaply made from God knows what. Second, the people selling these drugs often have no medical experience, and therefore, they cannot advise customers on what to take and how to take it. Most of these tablets they sell on the streets shouldn't have been exposed to sunlight.
In May last year, the Senegalese police, in collaboration with the Directorate of Pharmacy and Medicine and the local College of Pharmacists, launched a major operation resulting to the seizure of large quantity of counterfeit drugs and arrests of nearly a dozen people. But what is also required, according to many people here, is a united public-private front to overcome people's resistance to health warnings and to also dismantle the increasingly sophisticated trafficking network. Reporting for RFI, I'm Serif Bojang in Dakar.